And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
In the real world, aggressive lane weaving, triple-digit speeds, and road rage aren't part of a winning strategy to get there quicker. They can be quite deadly. The California Highway Patrol is deploying a new generation of low-profile, specially marked patrol vehicles, SMPV for short, to crack down on what only can be described as video game-style driving on our highways. The vehicles have minimal markings that distinguish them as a cop car. The CHP logos will adorn the sides of some vehicles, but sirens are integrated inside. All 100 high-performance patrol units will be strategically placed along California's busiest high-risk roadways, and it began in the month of May, continuing through June. Highlighting the goal to blend with the traffic, these vehicles, which are Dodge Durangos, outfitted with the Police Interceptor high-performance package, will mostly stick to common private vehicle stock colors, ergo the camo or stealth CHP. I'm Mike Dale with Feature Story of the Week. Joining me to talk about this unique program to promote highway safety is CHP Sergeant Andrew Barkley of the Golden Gate Division, which covers the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. Sergeant, welcome to Feature Story of the Week. The statistics are alarming, and we've been reading about them in the local press here. Over 390,000 crashes annually in California, and nearly 1,000 daily reports of reckless driving. When did this program actually begin?
So our specially marked patrol vehicle program actually started back in the 80s. So this is nothing new for us. And really the concept, the idea behind it is that we all know that if we're out driving and we see a police car, a marked police car, light bar, all that, right? Everybody around us seems to be doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Their hands are at 10 and 2. They're not on their phone. They're doing everything they're supposed to do. But we as officers aren't so naive as to believe that as soon as we take an exit or make a turn, that every single person out there is continuing to drive the way they should. So with these specially marked patrol vehicles, this program allows us to blend into traffic a little bit easier and find these people that are driving like that.
Now, is this completely a statewide program?
Yes. So the specially marked patrol vehicles have been deployed statewide. And to be very clear, this is not a replacement of our fleet. This is not, you know, area offices don't have, you know, an entire fleet of these vehicles. This is simply one, at the absolute most, two vehicles in an area office that are there to be used in addition to our regular patrol fleet.
Now, I can attest to the reckless driving going on I-5, the corridor between San Diego. I'm driving around 70, 75. Sometimes I push 80, I will admit. Quite frankly, I see this reckless driving constantly where people, it seems to me, are going 95, 100 miles an hour. When you talk about patrol cars and then planes in the air, how often can you tag these people?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of different tools, and really that's the best way I can really think to describe this new vehicle, right? This is an additional tool that we can put into our fleet that allows us to do our job. So yes, we really, our job as officers, as patrol officers, is to learn our area, to know our area, and then to try to figure out what tool kind of works best for us to get our job done. And let's be very clear here. Our biggest metric of success as far as us doing the job correctly, it's not the number of tickets we write. We receive no funding from tickets that we write. Our biggest metric is actually the mileage death rate. And I'm touching on this because you mentioned crashes. And so for us, we look at areas where we have high rates of crashes, where we also have, we know there are high rates of people driving recklessly. And so we can use this tool just like we can a regular patrol car, an airplane, a helicopter to deploy to that area and help us accomplish that goal of slowing people down.
I'm Mike Dale. This is Feature Story of the Week, and you're hearing the voice of CHP Sergeant Andrew Barkley of the Golden Gate Division here in NorCal, which covers the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. Of course, we're talking about this statewide program. Sergeant, you said in the initial top of the interview that this program's really been going on since the 1980s, but now it's making a big splash in all the local press. So why is that? Is it because of the Dodge Durangos with the, I don't want to say camo or stealth, it's just stock colors of these vehicles, right?
It is, and that's the biggest thing. Yes, these are manufacturer-colored vehicles. They have contrasting markings on the doors that are the traditional California Highway Patrol emblems. But yes, the rest of the vehicle, as far as there's no external light bar, there's very few markings outside of the vehicle that readily identify it as a law enforcement vehicle. Now, to be clear, we're very conscious of the requirements that we have under various different laws and codes that regulate how our vehicles have to be marked, which is why there was a lot of design that went into these vehicles. So, you know, it's something new for us right now, but it's not something new to the department. And I think most people out there, too, have also seen our all-white patrol vehicles. Pretty much every office has had those. I've been on 15 years. Every office has had those since I've been on the department. So this is just kind of a different version of that.
So you really wouldn't call this a pilot program when it comes right down to it. It's been going on for a while. And then, of course, you're being deployed in the busiest areas of California, I-5 being one of them. I know because I drive it a lot. But I'm sure you can't tell me where the other areas are, right?
We have 100 of these, what we call specially marked patrol vehicles, that are deployed across the state. So they are in almost every single area office. Now, to be very clear, these vehicles are only deployed, should only be deployed on multi-lane roadways around the state. So you are going to see them out, just like you just mentioned. I-5 is a perfect example. You very likely will not see one out driving around on some of our two-lane rural West County roads throughout the Bay Area. That is not the intent of these vehicles. As we mentioned, they're out there to blend in with all the traffic on these multi-lane roadways and catch these aggressive drivers.
Can you give us any statistics on how it's going so far, or is it too early in the ballgame?
For us, it's too early in the ballgame. We are looking at that. I can tell you, you know, anecdotally, I can say that it's a successful program. I mean, I can tell you that when we go out there and we're just sitting in traffic, the things that we see when people think we aren't around are exactly what we're out there trying to find, you know. And for all of us, we aren't on duty 24 hours a day. We drive to and from work in our regular vehicles. And I have to say, one of the most frustrating things is when you spend 10 to 12 hours patrolling and there's nothing going on around you. And the minute you get back on the freeway in your personal car, all of a sudden, you are seeing people driving 100 miles an hour, passing on the shoulder, weaving in and out of traffic. So, you know, having these vehicles, again, bringing this program back, something we haven't necessarily done like this in quite a while, but bringing it back is just another tool that we can use to accomplish our mission, slowing people down, catching aggressive drivers, and ultimately keeping people safe out on the roads.
That might even be a corollary of Murphy's Law, Sergeant, when you know, everything's quiet until you get off work and then all hell breaks loose again. Let me ask you this. One of my pet peeves also is following too close in the car in front of you. And, you know, we know anyone who pays attention to this knows, even at only 60 miles an hour, it takes about 300 feet for your car to come to a complete stop. But I am shocked on I-5 at the amount of drivers who are going bumper to bumper at 75 to 85 miles an hour.
Yeah. And again, you know, I'm right there with you. Actually, I will say that following too close is probably my biggest pet peeve. I'd have to sit here and really think about it, but my driving pet peeve, I do not like being tailgated. And it's more than just the amount of time it takes to slow down. We can add in perception and reaction time. You know, we know that somebody will not react in time. If you slam on your brakes and they're 20 feet behind you, even by the time their brain even registers that you slammed on your brakes, it's too late. So yes, this is another one of those vehicles. While not in this patrol vehicle, but in one of our all white patrol vehicles, I can personally tell you, patrolling in that in the past, one of my biggest things was pulling over people who were tailgating me not realizing I was a police officer. And then, you know, when they go to pass me or I move over, then all of a sudden they realize. So, yes, tailgating, you know, swerving in and out of lanes, passing on the shoulder is another thing I would say we've seen a fair amount of. Just incredibly reckless driving behavior that these vehicles allow us to observe and stop.
CHP Sergeant Andrew Barkley of the Golden Gate Division. We're out of time for Feature Story of the Week, sir. Thank you so much for your time. And hopefully in a couple of months, I can feel free to call you back and arrange another interview to kind of see how things are going and how we're progressing on the safety concerns here in California with reckless driving.
Absolutely. Anytime.
The new CHP Stealth Program to protect us on our roads and highways. For Feature Story of the Week, this is Mike Dale.
KHMB correspondent and contributor Mike Dale with our Feature Story of the Week. And on a personal note, I cannot tell you how many times I have seen crazy, life-threatening drivers and wished I was an officer in a CHP cruiser. All those beautiful fantasies. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.